Between Brother Lynn and stop playing the special.
You can sing whatever Sunday.
Sometimes I sing it. Good evening, everybody. Good to be back here with everyone once again. Good to be here in the Lord's house, ready to worship in spirit and truth. Good to have Brother Bobby and Sister Margaret here with us. Good to have support from the home church and everything. And I know we have others that tune in, live stream and stuff like that, that tunes in and supports us, and we're thankful for that. But it's good to have everyone here tonight. Sorry for the ones that's not able to be here. Missing ones that's not able to be here. We know there's several sick out and stuff, and some that was here last night that's just not feeling up to par. We pray for those. We understand that situation as well. You was talking about Heather and her job and her work and everything. I understand all that. I've been there, done that. And it can be a headache. But that's just the way things are sometimes. But we'll go ahead and turn your Bibles tonight to the book of Genesis chapter 1. The book of Genesis chapter 1. Last night we began talking about God is what to each and every one of us. And we began talking about how God was the author. And as I said last night, I hope everybody has their Bibles or a Bible or able to get next to somebody that has a Bible and turn and follow along with us. We're going to have several scriptures that we're going to look to tonight. And I think it's very important that you use scriptures in your messages. It's very important that you use text, and it's important as you, as the audience, if you will, that you follow along and you read what the pastor is having to say, the preacher is having to say. That you understand what the scripture says, and even take it home and read it and study it and take it even further if you need to. But it's very important that you use scripture and that you follow along and that you read along and you see what God's Word has to say. You know, so many times, we as men, we as pastors, you know, we can get up here and we can say eloquent words if you want to say it like that, or we can say different things, but it's God's Word that really speaks to us. So it's very important that we read what His Word has to say. And tonight we're going to look at God as the illustrator, or God as the creator, however you want to look at that. But we know He's the author, we know He's the author of the book, He wrote the book, and He's also laid it all out for us on how everything is to be. He created everything the way it is to be. He created things the way He wanted them to be. And I want us to see tonight just exactly how it was laid out. I want us to see tonight just exactly His plan and His purpose and all of it. We'll go ahead and read this whole chapter, chapter 1. You know, it's a chapter, it's a book that's studied a lot of times, maybe in Sunday school classes, maybe it's talked about. I know Brother Bobby's talked to my boys about it and tried to explain things to them. But it's very important, as I said last night, sometimes we get too far away from the basics. Sometimes we get so far away and so far down the road that we forget to go back to the basics. So we're looking at God tonight and we're examining God. And it says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness He called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear, and it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called He seas, and God saw that it was good. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after its kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth, and it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, and herb yielding seed after his kind, and tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind, and God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the third day. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs, and for seasons, and for days, and for years. And let them be for lights in the firmament of heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night, and he made the stars also. And God said, set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good, and the evening and the morning were the fourth day. And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life, and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. And God created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters and the seas, and let fowl multiply on the earth. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. And God said, let the earth bring forth every living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping thing and beast of the earth after his kind, and it was so. And God made the beast of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and every living thing that creepeth, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind, and God saw that it was good. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. To Heavenly Lord, we come to you tonight, Lord. First of all, we ask forgiveness of our many sins and our many failures. Lord, we're thankful for your word tonight, and pray that you bless the reading of your word, and pray that you bless this message tonight. And Lord, bless each and every one that's come out and gathered around your word, Lord, to hear your word. And I pray, Lord, that you open their hearts and you open their eyes and help them to see and to hear the scripture and listen to the scripture for what it says. And Lord, as we look to who God is and what God is and what God has done, Lord, help us to get back to the basics and understanding the basics. And get back to understanding who God is. And that God is everlasting and everlasting and everlasting. Help us to bring mind to that tonight. And Lord, I pray for everyone tonight, Lord, that's not able to be here. You know each and every one of them situation, Lord. And Lord, I'm thankful for our church members that come out to be with us tonight to support us. And Lord, I pray that you bless our church up there in Nancy, Kentucky. And I pray that you bless this church here. And Lord, all the other churches and all the other pastors and preachers that might be tuning in via live stream or whatever it may be, I pray that you bless them. Lord, help us to have revival tonight. Help us to have revival this week. And help us, Lord, to be revived from reading your scripture and from looking to your word and getting back to the basics of God. Forgive us once again, Lord. In Jesus' name we ask these things. Amen.
Amen.
Now we read there the 5 days of creation. And in those 5 days of creation, we see all these things that was created. We see how God created everything in them, all the way from the things in the sea, from the water in the sea, to the moon, to the stars, to the sun, to the land, to the cattle, to the dogs, to the cats, to everything you can think of, God has created up to this point. Nowhere in there do you see man. God has done all this on his own, and he has done it exactly how he wanted to do it. He's done exactly how he intended to do it without man's help. He didn't need man's help. He didn't need man's help to do what he was going to do because he was God. He was able to paint the picture. He was able to draw the picture. He was able to do it all by his hand. It says in the very beginning there was absolutely nothing. And God did it all, folks.
Amen.
He goes on and he creates everything that's needed for mankind before he creates mankind. He creates things for us to eat. He creates even what you might say the herbs for the medicine and so on and so forth. He creates the cattle. He creates the land. He creates everything that man needed before he ever created man. Why do you think he done such a thing as that? To show exactly who he was. To show exactly how powerful God was. Because God was the author, so therefore he was going to draw it out, and he was going to lay it out, and he's going to create it just the way that he wanted to create it.
Amen.
He knew that mankind wasn't able to create nothing. He knew that mankind would flop it up.
Amen.
Can you imagine if us as mankind, imagine if I had tried to attempt to do something on my own? What a flop it would have been. There's no way that I could have set the moon in the air. There's no way I could have set the sun in the air. There's no way I could have put the stars in the air. There's no way you could have created a cow. That's who God is tonight, folks. But he set all these things up for his glory and for his benefit. and that he might be glorified for all these things. You see, if man had been involved, it would have been a mess. But if man had been involved, God's glory would have been removed. So therefore, he's showing exactly who he is. He is God tonight, folks. So then it goes on there in verse 26. It says, God said, let us, now that's very important to look at, let us make man in our image. Who was that us? I thought you said God was in the beginning. There was nobody else there. God was. God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. In the beginning, what? Was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. They were all there.
Man.
So he says, let us make man in our own image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. You see, he didn't set the animals to be over us. He didn't set the trees to be over us, folks. He set man to be up, be over top of all these other things, because he wanted man to be in his image. That's how God wanted man to be. You know, too many times in so many different ways we think about this and we try to fathom this in our heads and try to get wrapped around in our minds about God being in that very beginning. And it's hard to think about who God is. It's hard to grasp sometimes who God is and how His ways are His ways, folks. But Isaiah 40:28 says, the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator, there is no searching of His ways. God's ways are far beyond our ways, folks. God's plans are far beyond our plans. He is the Creator, He is the everlasting God, and He is the Lord of all.
Amen.
And He created the things that He created the way that He wanted to create them for our sake. Imagine how hungry we would have been if we didn't have nothing to eat. Imagine how sick people would have been if they wasn't ever anything created the way that it was created. But God is tonight, folks, the Creator of all things. And He puts us in our place exactly where we belong. He puts us in our place exactly for His honor and for His glory. Turn with me to Colossians chapter 1. Book of Colossians chapter 1. Like I said, we're going to use several scriptures tonight, and I'm going to ask that you follow along. I'll give you a minute to get there. But it's very important that we look at His Word and we read what His Word has to tell us. Now, Colossians chapter 1, verse 16, it says, for by Him were all things created. Now, that Him that's talking about there is Jesus Christ. But Jesus Christ was there in the beginning.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is God in the flesh, folks.
Right.
So for by Him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible. Folks, there's things out there that we ain't never saw. There's things out there and places out there that people's never been. There's things out there and places out there that's never been discovered. And you think about these scientists, and you think about NASA, and you think about all these different ones that are trying to go beyond and beyond and beyond and beyond and trying to discover something new. Can I tell you something? There's so much more out there. There's so much more out there that we can't imagine, that we can't fathom. But it says visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by Him and not for you. They was created for Him.
Amen.
For His honor, for His glory.
Right.
And He is before all things, and by Him all things exist. Not by you, not by me. You see, so many times in Scripture, man is put in his place. So many times in Scripture, we find out exactly who we are. So many times in Scripture, we find out exactly the person that we're not really thinking who we think we are. Because God is tonight, folks. God is the author and God is the creator. He doesn't need us. He's the creator of all things. He's the author of all things. When God created all things, He spoke them into existence, it says. It doesn't say that He sat around and thought about it.
It took him 6 days to create everything.
You might look around and look around at modern day things and see things in this world the way they are. Can I tell you something? God created those two. God created all things. God was in it from the very beginning. All the way up to the modern day, God's still in it, folks. He's in the very beginning. He's created all things the way that He's created them for our benefit, but for His glory. When God created man, He took something that He had already created. He took the dust of the earth. He took the ground. He took the dirt. Breathed life into it and made man. And man became a living soul. See where you come from tonight? You come from the dirt of the ground. You come from the dirt of the ground that God had already created. And then when He made woman out of the rib of the man of something that He had already created. But He created us a step above the rest. And that He breathed His life and He said, let us make man into our own image. As it said there in verse 27. You see, we're more like God than all these other creatures. You know, people want to worship this and they want to worship that and they want to worship a tree and they want to worship a cow and they want to do this and they want to do that. Can I tell you something? God didn't breathe the breath of life into those things. He breathed the breath of life into us. And He wanted us to be made into His image. For His honor, for His glory. The Bible tells us that He walked in the Garden of Eden with Adam and Eve, and He was there amidst them. God has a desire to have fellowship with each and every one of us. He didn't walk with the animals. He didn't walk with the other things. He walked with mankind. And even today, He still walks with us, and He talks with us. What's the song say? He walks with me and He talks with me. All along the way, God's with us everywhere we go. As I said last night, God's with us here in this building. God's with us in our cars. And God's with us everywhere that we go. God is there. He has a desire to be there with us. He has a desire to be there with His people. Turn with me to Philippians. A couple of pages over to chapter 2. Talking about mankind, we're talking about God, and we're talking about Jesus Christ tonight, folks. It says in Philippians chapter 2, there verse 5, He says, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made Himself of no reputation, and took upon Him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. That is our Lord and Savior tonight, folks. When He came to this earth, He came in the likeness of man. He was God in the flesh, but He came here to be a man. And He thought it not robbery. He humbled Himself. He came down from heaven. He came down from glory and came to this earth because He knew there was a need for a Savior. But He came here and took man in the flesh. He didn't take a cow in the flesh. He didn't become a tree. He didn't become an idol. He didn't become anything that people tried to make Him out to be. He came man in the flesh. Because man is a living soul, and therefore that living soul had to die there upon that cross. Just the way God had created it. Just the way God had planned it. Just the way God had drew it out. You see, God knew all these things were going to come to pass. He knew there was going to be sin in the land. He knew there was going to be sin on this earth. And He knew that He was going to have to come in the flesh. The Bible tells us that He came here in the form of man. That's the Creator of all things. That He humbled Himself, folks, to become man. The one that was in the very beginning. From the very beginning, before anything ever was. Look at Romans chapter 9. As we read these scriptures, we should be very humbled and reminded exactly who God is and who we are and who we need. But in Romans chapter 9, verse 20, it says, nay, but, O man, who art thou that replies against God? Now, we'll stop there and let's think about that for a moment. As I said there last night, and we brought it out in the message, men, women, humans, however you want to say it, have grown cold against God. We have forgot who our Maker is. We have forgot who made us and who molded us and made us who we are. We have forgot where we come from tonight, folks. Mankind has lost their way along the way, and they think of themselves as somebody that they're not. But it says there, who art thou that replies against God? Shall the thing formed say to the thing that formed it, why hast thou made me thus? Those are very strong and powerful words. Those are very strong and powerful words to every one of us tonight. We're all molded a little bit differently, folks. Some of us are taller, some of us are rounder, some of us are this, and some of us are that. But God's made us the way that He wants us to be. He created male and He created female just exactly the way that He wanted them to be. For His honor and for His glory, folks. But it says, hath not the potter power over the clay of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another than dishonor? What if God, willing to show His wrath and to make His power known, endured with much long suffering the vessels of wrath, fitted destruction, and that He might make known the riches of His glory on the vessels of mercy which He had before prepared in glory, even us whom He hath called, not of the Jews only, but also of the Gentiles? What if God had so desired, so long, so however it would have been, to not create mankind? What if He had decided just to leave it just the way it was after those 5 days of creation and say, I'm just going to let it be the way that it is? But He wanted to create us to be in His image, to be in the likeness of His image. He wanted to breathe into us, and He wanted us to walk, and He wanted us to be with Him, and He wanted to walk, and He wanted to talk, because He loved us that much. And then He knew there was a division. He knew there was a separation between us because of the sin that took place there in the Garden of Eden. And He loved us enough to reconcile us, to bring us back together. He loved us enough to come here in the form of man. All things were created for one purpose and one purpose only, and that was to glorify God. You know, you look around at the earth and you look around at all the things that's in the earth, all of it praises God. You hear the birds sing. You hear the animals bellow. Us tonight, folks, we're to praise God. When we come in, when we come in to gather, when we come in to worship, sing praises unto Him, say amen, shout hallelujah, exalt His holy name. When you get in your car and you're going somewhere, tell others about the Lord. When you get to your place of work or place whatever it is, witness to people, talk to people about God. You know why? Because He is the creator of you. And what if God, when He was molding you, just decided, no, I'm done. I don't feel like fooling with Him no more. What if God, He created you and just created you to a point and didn't take it no further? That's what we're doing tonight, folks. That's how this land has grown. This is how cold we have grown against our Maker. In Ecclesiastes, it tells us there's a beginning and an end. There's a beginning to mankind and there's an end to mankind. We have a beginning and we have an expiration date. There's a time to be born and a time to die. God's in control of all that. Why is that? Because He's the Maker. Because He's the Creator. And that's how He wants it to be. God has set all things in motion for His glory. You think about this earth and you think about it sitting on the axis that it's sitting on, and you think about it turning ever so smoothly. There's not a one of us sitting here tonight that's getting dizzy or lightheaded or whatever from the spin of the earth. I've said it so many times, can you imagine what if one of us had tried to create it? Brother Bobby would like to have it, he'd have it spinning, he'd have it rocking and rolling, slinging people off of it. Then you'd have somebody else over here that'd be like, whoa, slow it down a little bit, and they'd have it going the other way. Think about the waters. Think about the animals. It's all sitting here and it's spinning on its axis and it's all right there in God's hands. The moon is set where it's at. The stars are set where it's at. And here we sit tonight. Worshiping our Maker. Worshiping the Creator. Worshiping the One that's created all things. You know, when we look at this book, and I talked about this book last night, but when we look at it and we think about the creation and we think about the author, we think about all the different characters in the book. Noah, Moses. You think about Paul and David and Daniel, all these different characters. Can I tell you something tonight? You're one of those characters too. Because God created them to do the things to benefit Him for His honor and for His glory. Every one of us tonight, as I told you last night as we're studying Job, every one of us tonight could write our own Job. We could write our own book. We all have our own testimony. It all started somewhere, and it's all going to end somewhere. And we're going to go across this road, and our path's not going to be exactly the way that we think it should be. But can I remind you of something? God is the creator. God is the author, and God is the one that threw it all out for us.
Yeah.
You see, in this world and in this land, we have only one creator, and it's God. But when we look around and we see things in this world, you've got people that wants to follow Satan. They want to acknowledge Satan. They want to worship Satan. They want to do these things. Folks, can I tell you something tonight? God is the only creator. God is the only ruler. God is the only one that has our expiration date. And the Bible plainly tells us you cannot worship two masters. The Bible plainly tells us you can't have two masters. And folks, the only master that you need to know tonight is God. He's the Creator. One day we're all going to stand before Him. One day we're going to stand there and we're going to be held accountable for all things that we have ever done. And God's the one that's going to say, "Depart from me, I never knew you." Or He's going to welcome us home.
Right.
Isaiah 57:15. Turn over with me. Turn with me to Isaiah 57. I was going to read what I had written down here, but I think it's very important we go there and read this. Isaiah 57. Verse 15 says, "For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy." Let that sink in for a moment. The high and lofty one whose name is holy. He says, "I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite spirit and humble spirit," to what? "To revive the spirit of the humble, and to revive the heart of the contrite ones." Last I looked, last I heard, we're in revival, right? We are here to be revived. We are here to be refreshed. We are here to be reunited with our Maker, with our God, with our Lord and Savior. We are here to be revived. And it says, "Thus saith the Holy One that sits in this holy place." He is holy tonight, folks. He is the Creator. He is the God of gods. He is the King of kings. He is the Lord of lords. And we've come looking for revival. I told you last night, it's not the speaker that's bringing revival. It's not the speaker's family that's bringing revival. It's not visitors that might come. It's good to have visitors in the church and so on and so forth that brings revival. It's God that brings revival. And we have to look to God for revival. So we looked at Him last night as the author, and we said, "Okay, He's the author of the book, and He's given us this book." One day, folks, can I tell you something? One day He's going to stand before you with this book. And He's going to say, "Well, you didn't do this, or you didn't do that, or you done this, or you didn't do that." This is the book that one day we're going to stand before. So we have the Holy Scriptures. We know the author, and we know the creator. We know the one that molded us the way that He molded us tonight. He very well, what if, it said over there in the little scriptures we read a while ago, what if He had broke the mold? What if He decided not to follow through? He is the Holy One that inhabiteth eternity. He is the one that was in the beginning when there was nothing there. He is the one that saw fit to create man in His image. He is the one that saw fit for mankind to have a helpmeet. So He created a woman. He is the one that saw the sin that took place in the Garden of Eden and knew there had to be a Savior. He is the one that came, man in the flesh. He came here on this earth. He suffered here on this earth just like we suffer. He was persecuted. He was mocked. He was ridiculed. He was all these things. But you know what? He loved us enough that He knew they had to be redeemed. And He was the only one that could provide that Redeemer.
Amen.
The Creator.
Amen.
The Author. Came to this earth to die on the cross for someone like me. For someone like you. Molded the way that God had intended to mold you. We worship Almighty God in that. Isaiah 64:8 says, "But now, O Lord, Thou art the Father, and we are the clay. And Thou art the potter, and we are all the work of Thy hand." Remember, He's the potter, and we're the clay. He's molded us just exactly how He wanted to mold us. He's our master tonight, folks. He's our God. He is to be worshipped tonight. He is to be reunited with tonight. You come looking for a revival, it's in God. When I look around and I think about our land and our country, and we talked last night about how all these things come to pass and we get caught up on events taking place, sometimes we need to get back to the basics. Sometimes we need to turn back to the very beginning of the book and read what it says in the beginning, God. God's been there all along, folks. And God's still here today. All the way back to what we talked about last night of people gathering and coming to revivals and having 2 week long revivals and there being standing room only. That is the same God we're here worshiping tonight. The same God that created your forefathers is the same God that created you, is the same God that's created your children, is the same God that one day is going to call us up out of here, folks, that knows Him as Lord and Savior.
Amen.
Is the same God that will cast you into hell that you don't profess Him as Lord and Savior.
Right.
Who is your master tonight, folks? When I think about that word master and I think about God, I'm not going to sing a song, Brother Clint. But you ever heard that song, "Know the Master of the Wind"? It says, "I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storm. He can make the sun to shine again. I know the master of the wind." I don't know what you're going through tonight. I don't know what troubles you might be going through tonight. I don't know what storms or trials or whatever it is you might be going through in your life. He's the master. He's the one in control.
Right.
He's the one that's even there waiting on you at the end of this trial and trouble that you're going through. He's the one that maybe you've left behind and you went over here and you went down this old rugged path that you went down. God's waiting on you. Have you lost sight of the master? Have you lost sight of God? Have you lost sight of your Maker? He's the Master. He's the Creator. He's the Author. And He is God. Do you know Him? Do you worship Him? Do you give Him everything that you should give Him? Do you recognize that He is the potter and you're just the clay? He could have knocked you right off. Saw you crush, saw you crumble. But He sent a Redeemer. He sent His Son. He's coming Himself. He's coming flesh to save a whole wretched soul like you. He has molded you to be the person that you are. He has made you be the person that you are. He has set you in the place that He has set you in. He has put you in the trials and troubles that He has put you in for His honor, for His glory. He's the master of the wind, the rain. He can call a storm. He can call the sun to shine again. He's the master. Do you know Him tonight? Have you bowed down to Him? Have you lost sight of Him? He's the only one that can deliver you from this storm. Brother Quinn.
Let's all stand together. Brother Gordon, if you bring us a song.